The purpose of this meditation technique is to use focusing on the breath to help you disengage from repetitive, irritating thoughts, especially thoughts about comfort food. Thoughts like, I'd like to eat a piece of cake, or what about some chocolate, or those chips look good. The technique is not necessarily going to be helpful for very powerful thoughts about using an addictive substance. However, for the very common ruminating thoughts that go on and on over and over, this can be quite helpful. Start by noticing your breath and the fact that you are breathing. Place your body in a comfortable position. If you wish to, you can close your eyes. As you notice the sensations of the breath, allow them to be pleasant. Notice that it feels good to breathe. Allow your body to start to enjoy that more and more. As your body gets comfortable, notice that while you are breathing, you are probably also thinking. So your mind certainly can breathe and think at the same time, and you can pay attention to thoughts or the sensations of breathing or both. So keep your attention more on the sensations of breathing. And if you get distracted by thoughts, remind yourself that it is more important to breathe than it is to think, and bring your attention back to the sensations of the breath. And now, deliberately allow some of the irritating thoughts to come to mind. Thoughts perhaps about food. Thoughts about food you'd like to eat but know you shouldn't. Thoughts about food you ate but think you shouldn't. And notice that those thoughts seem to be rather sticky. They tend to attract your attention, and once your attention is on them, it tends to stay there. So now exert a little effort and bring your attention back to the breath. Which will give you some practice at disengaging from thoughts that happen to be somewhat sticky. Allow your attention to move back and forth from the thoughts that tend to attract your attention, and then back to the breath, the sensations of breathing, especially those that are pleasurable. As we pay attention to the thoughts that are sticky, perhaps thoughts about a particular comfort food that we'd like to eat, we notice that there's something more than just the thought. There's a kind of attraction or pull that the thought exerts on us. And that pull affects our attention as well as our body. And so when you disengage from the thought, bringing your attention back to the breath, you're learning to resist that pull. Notice we're not trying to do anything to the thoughts. We're doing things with our attention, allowing our attention to get grabbed or hooked, and then bringing our attention back to the breath. Now, it may well be that even when we place our attention on the breath, there's still a sense that the thoughts are dragging along. They're still there in the background. And if that's the case, then we can do a very simple technique. And that is, breathe out fairly completely, but without straining, and then pause. So we exhale, and then we just wait before we inhale. And we wait, and we wait, paying attention to the sensations in the body. And after a very short time, or maybe a somewhat longer time, but fairly quickly, all those sticky thoughts seem to lose their pull. They're not very important anymore, and our attention is more and more on something that's not happening, namely breathing. And as the thoughts dissolve, simply inhale comfortably, enjoying the flow of fresh oxygen into your body. And then go back to paying attention to the breath. And notice that for a space of time, those sticky, irritating thoughts had dissolved. If they arise again, you go back to disengaging from them. Bringing your attention back to the breath. And if they try to follow you or try to hang on, you simply exhale and pause. Allowing the thoughts and the pull that they exert to dissolve. And then inhaling comfortably and enjoying that. As we practice disengaging our attention from the thoughts and bringing it back to the breath, the thoughts become less sticky, or we might say our attention becomes more slippery. Neither way, the thoughts slide off more and more quickly. They may well appear, but they no longer hang around as much. It's easier for us to distract ourselves from them, easier to bring the attention back to the soothing sensations of the breath. Continuing to allow your attention rest on the breath and then shift to some of the irritating or repetitive thoughts. Or perhaps even some images of comfort food that might tend to attract you. And then disengage, deliberately shifting your attention back to the sensations of breathing. Again, not trying to make the thoughts or the images go away, but rather simply turning our attention away from them and turning our attention toward the sensations of breathing. As we develop more skill, we can disengage from the repetitive thoughts without having to focus on the breath. We could perhaps focus on a task that we need to be paying attention to, or something that's enjoyable that's different from breathing. But for now, we use the breath as an anchor, partly because if the thoughts try to follow us, keep trying to pull our attention back, we can always exhale and then pause. And the mind will very quickly ignore the thoughts and their pull, and be more and more absorbed in the fact that we need to inhale. And then when we do, we can enjoy the pleasure that brings, the sense of comfort. And if the thoughts are getting fewer and farther between, then we can just rest with the breath. There's no need now to deliberately stir up the thoughts. Just rest with the pleasure of breathing, enjoying the flow of the breath in and out of the body, letting it take its own rhythm, sometimes faster, sometimes slower. Letting it take its own depth, sometimes shallower, sometimes deeper. when you're ready to stop. Then bring your attention back to time and space if it's drifted. Feel the usual outlines of the body and remember your surroundings. And then perhaps wiggle the fingers and toes a bit, taking a couple of comfortable breaths and stretching, and then if your eyes were closed, opening them, and come to an alert, oriented state, feeling refreshed.